Blog Talk Radio.
You deserve it, so claim yours today. Good love. Is your relationship everything you want it to be? Are you living a fulfilled, passionate life empowered with choices that ignite you to the next level? Good love makes your whole life better. So join America's good love doctor, Dr. Brenda Wade, on a journey to your healthiest life yet. A regular on Dr. Oz and Dr. Drew, she's appeared on Oprah, Good Morning America, and is featured in countless publications from USA Today to Essence Magazine. The creator of life-changing Get Unstuck Now, Love, Money, and Save a Seminars, she's counseled millions. But today, she's here just for you, with the hottest topics, guests, and trends. This is Good Love with Dr. Brenda Wade.
Hello, everyone. It is such a pleasure to be with you. I'm taking a deep breath because we just finished a two-day live intensive called Do You Want Something for Real? 7 Steps to Love, Not Fear. And in that vein and all that great energy from the weekend, we have a very special show tonight. It's all about oneness. Oneness. Just think about that word, oneness. And that is the very root of good love. And that's why I am so excited to have our guest today. Excuse me, I've been talking all weekend leading that intensive. There we go. And I'm going to be speaking today with Gwendolyn Mitchell, who is going to talk to us about a special blessing that can change your life. Now, when we talk about good love, you all know that we approach this from the widest possible angle, and we open our minds to all the ways that we can grow in our capacity to love. That means physical, emotional, mental, and, of course, spiritual. Now, whatever spiritual means to you, that is completely up to you. But I want you to be open today to this new concept of oneness and how it might be a benefit to you. And one of the gifts that you're going to get today is our guest is going to give you a chance to experience this blessing and to focus on your heart's desire and see how this blessing can support you. So let me give you a little background. The core understanding of oneness is that inner transformation is not just the outcome of intellectual growth and education, but it's a neurobiological process that happens in your brain. And you all know I started my career as a brain researcher, so I'm all over this. We'll talk more about that. Our guest believes that this process can open personal transformation and accelerated, and she's not alone. There are millions of people around the world practicing oneness, and it's achieved by what's called oneness diksha, and that is a transmission of divine grace that initiates your journey into higher states of consciousness. So this week and every week, I want you to remember the key to good love is knowing what you truly want and deserve, and being willing to hold on to the recognition that it's your growth that allows you to grow into a good love receiver and giver, because good love is essential to your greatness. And we're going to identify negative love patterns that could block you from true intimacy and true love, and we're also, and this is where oneness comes in, going to help you break the chains of what happened back then so you're free to experience what is happening right now. Because what happened back then is in those patterns in your brain. So let me tell you about our guest. Gwendolyn Mitchell is a practitioner of the Diksha Blessing I described earlier. You can learn more about that at www.lakemeritoneness.org. And I'm going to spell it for you. That's Lake, L-A-K-E, Merit, M-E-R-R-I-T-T, Oneness. That's O-N-E-N-E-S-S.org. If you have any trouble getting that down, we'll have that posted where you can find the link to this show so that you'll be able to get on. Now, millions of people around the globe testify to the awakening effects of Oneness Diksha. It's slowly gaining recognition as the easiest, most effective approach to enriching and expanding human consciousness. Now, the point of Oneness Blessing is that it helps us to transform ourselves. And in case you're wondering why that's important, as you evolve and grow, so does your life. Because you are better able to give, to receive, to understand, to have compassion and the capacity to love. So I want to welcome Gwendolyn Mitchell. Hello, Gwen.
Oh, good afternoon, Dr. Brenda. It's nice to speak with you. Thank you.
Oh, it's a pleasure to have you. Now, our audience always wants to know, who are you? What was your journey all about? So tell us a bit about you. What was your journey like, your childhood? Where did you grow up? What was it about that journey that brought you to where you are today?
Well, I can say that, first of all, I'm one of 10 siblings from the East Bay in California. And I grew up in a very loving family, I would say, but a family not like many of our families, rooted in their own patterns. And I have been a student of metaphysics for...
Now, when you say their own patterns, what kind of patterns are we talking about? Because usually the seeds of what leads us to do whatever we're doing are in those patterns in our families. And everybody who listens to our program knows that.
Well, if you think about your parents, there's never really been good manuals on how to raise children, and everyone was simply doing what they learned based on how they were raised. And so I think my family was no different. What I feel really fortunate about is my mom was a very nurturing and very loving person. My father was a little bit more withdrawn and a little quieter, and perhaps one could say non-affirming. And so that was my experience growing up, and also being a member of a family with so many children. I learned at a very young age that all of life is relational, and it was really a great ground to learn to get along with other people, and also to figure out ways to resolve conflict, and to learn some compassion.
Wow, I can imagine having 10 siblings in the family. You have to learn those skills and to become a master negotiator, I'll bet.
That's right, that's right. And in terms of my spiritual journey, I have been studying metaphysics. I grew up in a Christian fundamentalist family, and I've been studying metaphysics for the last 20 years or so.
And what do you mean when you say metaphysics, Gwen?
That which is beyond the physical world, beyond our eyes, beyond what we can touch and see, and really a deeper understanding of many of the truths that were taught on a surface level in the upbringing. So what I realize today is that all of life is consciousness, and that whatever is happening in the world in front of us and outside of us is really a reflection of our inner state. And so we are, in fact, co-creators with God, with the universe. And our thoughts, our beliefs, our patterns, conditioning, all contribute to the way we are living our lives and the way we relate to others.
So let me put it in these terms. So a lot of our audience members are familiar with the laws of quantum physics, and those first three laws say that everything is energy. And when Gwen says the word consciousness and God, I say energy coming from my background as a physicist. So everything is energy. All energy is connected. That's the second law. Third law is all energy is magnetic. So as you hear Gwen speak from her perspective, I'm going to translate that over to my perspective for all of you who are listening with that wonderful left brain on the rational and the kind of quantitative side. I want you to understand that metaphysics and quantum physics are really the same thing, and that it's just like the Newtonian physics laws. You can learn to operate those laws and create what it is you want and need. Now, the difference that Gwen's bringing to the table is important because she's talking about being aware that there's something else behind that energy, that the energy is not an unconscious energy. She's saying it's conscious. Is that right, Gwen?
That's right. And I love the analogy that you make, because one of the points that I want to share with your audience is that we all are like transmitters of energy. So we all sort of give off these signals. And going back to the laws that you just stated, whenever we're walking down the street, whatever our state of mind is, what our emotional state is, how we are perceiving the world, how we're interacting with it, that's being transmitted to other people. If you've ever been in a room full of people and you come upon someone and all of a sudden your mood changes, that's because, could very well be because you're picking up signals from that other person. And so what's really important is to become aware of this and to also learn tools to help you be in a state that draws the off into your life.
That makes total sense from another aspect. One of our guests not too long ago was Bruce Cryer, who was one of the co-presidents of the HeartMath Institute down in Santa Cruz, California. And they've been doing research for about 25 years now on the power of the heart. And one of the things they found that meshes with what you're saying, Gwen, is that the heart has 5,000 times more energy transmission than the brain. And that if somebody is upset, their heart is actually sending out a wave pattern of upsetness, and you can feel it. And if somebody's sending out a wave pattern of peace, you feel peaceful. So all this has been measured, and those who like to look at research and look at graphs and charts and those kinds of things the way that I do, you can actually look that up. But oneness, as much as it's a phenomena that is spiritual, is actually something that is physical. So for 25 years, you've been studying metaphysics. When did you discover the oneness process, Gwen, and how did you discover it?
I actually heard about oneness from a friend in Washington, D.C. when I was back there in 2009. And I had my first oneness blessing in January of 2009.
And what did your friend tell you about it that made you want to experience it?
Well, he told me about how it had changed his life and how there he found himself at peace no matter what was happening around him. And he talked about the fact that, you know, he had really tried a lot of different things and been a part of many different processes and teachings over the years, but nothing had been as profound as this in terms of changing the way he shows up in the world. And so I actually experienced my first oneness blessing in the Bay Area here in 2009. And when I had that experience, all the secondary chatter in my head
now,
ceased.
Now, What is a oneness blessing? Because people are going, you experience it, but what is it? How does it work?
Well, a oneness blessing is actually a transmission of divine energy. And it's a very simple process. A person who has been trained to be a oneness blessing giver will simply lay hands on someone's head for, a few seconds, a minute perhaps. And this transmission of divine energy occurs. And what happens when this transmission of energy occurs is that there's actually a neurobiological process that happens in the brain so that the parietal lobes of the brain are actually quieted down. That's the part of the brain where we have this compare-contrast function, and we're constantly going over and over in our thoughts about things. And the frontal lobe is actually activated, and that's one of our communication centers with other energy fields, and it's a place, peace, our creativity, all of those kinds of, even our executive decision making is more clear when our frontal lobe is activated.
So let me translate that, if you don't mind, Gwen. So for those who want to understand, the part of your brain that keeps you agitated, that keeps you going, well, why is this happening? Why is that happening? Why did that happen? What am I doing? Is this good? Is this bad? Is this right? Is this wrong? It's the threat center in the brain. That's what Gwen's talking about. It's the part that makes you feel anxious. And if you burn enough cortisol, it makes you feel depressed. And it's the part that creates so much of our distress and our unhappiness. And we bring that right into relationships. So if that part of your brain is activated and negative childhood patterns of hurt and sadness, I'm not saying negative like they're bad. They're just the ones that don't serve us. They're all in those lobes Gwen is talking about. Now, that frontal cortex, we call that the executive function. That's the part of the brain that can override all of that chatter, all of that threat center, all that anxiety. And that's why it is so important. And when Gwen says that's the part that can be activated to bring you to peace, oh, we all want that activation. More people are on antidepressants in this country. 1 in 5 women is on antidepressant medication in this country. And maybe, just maybe, everybody, I want you to open your minds to this possibility. Maybe there's a spiritual solution. Maybe there's something else rather than taking medication that numbs us out. So as Gwen is describing more about this process, it's a possibility. So Gwen, one more thing I want to add. I was having a conversation a couple of weeks ago with Deepak Chopra. And Deepak said to me, you know, we're not bits and pieces. We are part of a whole. And the way to experience the whole, he said, is meditation. And this is akin to meditation, is it not?
It's actually a really great aid for meditation. In fact, what we often do before sharing the blessing is we do a meditation to sort of open up the energy centers. We also teach. I might add that in addition to being a oneness practitioner, I'm a oneness trainer, and I actually teach people to be oneness blessing givers and to many of these different tools and techniques to actually have a more integrated life.
Yeah, I love that. So, Gwen, I want to also mention, because I want people to know a little more about you. You are doing something very special for women who are incarcerated. And we want everyone everywhere to evolve and grow so every human being reaches their full potential. That's what that whole frontal lobe evolution is about. And talk about that, then go back to explaining what this blessing is, and everybody get ready, because you're going to get a taste of it. You're going to get to actually experience it in just a couple of minutes.
Well, I had the idea to actually take this teaching and meditation into correctional facilities. And so we have a small team of people who are working with women in the Elmwood Correctional Facility at this point, and we're teaching them to meditate. It's been a really phenomenal experience. We've gotten such positive feedback from the women who give comments like, I am totally at peace. I'm no longer worried about what's happening outside. I can be here and take a breath and deal with what's happening around me. One woman said, I had forgotten what beauty feels like, what it feels like to be loved and appreciated. And so we're actually helping women to find this inner place within themselves so that they can be at peace and be free even though they are incarcerated at this time.
Yeah, and I just have to say, from my perspective as a good love doctor, I don't know how many of you know this, but something like 80% of the women who end up in correctional facilities are there because of the relationship they're in, because they have chosen someone or a relationship that led them there, not because they of their own volition went out and just decided, I'm going to go, you know, do something to run afoul of the law. And as we all know, as more and more people are set free, a lot of people who have been incarcerated don't belong there. So getting this sense of peace and getting out of anxiety and worry is so important. So, Gwen, go back to describing. We're moving around a lot to fill in the picture for people so they understand more of the possibility. But describe what it is, and then we're going to give people a chance to actually experience what it can do for them.
Okay, so again, the blessing, and the blessing can be done hands-on or by intention. And so today I'll actually be doing it by intention. But it actually, it calms the centers of the brain, and it awakens the life force energy in the body, which is also referred to as kundalini energy. And that process helps us to live a more integrated life and helps us to get in touch with our deeper wisdom that is always available to us that may be clouded by a lot of thoughts, patterns, beliefs, just a lack of awareness. And so that is one of the other gifts of the oneness blessing.
And that, again, goes back one more time, just one more time. I don't want to bore anybody. The frontal lobes of the brain, the executive function, is where you have the power to figure it out. And when we're in anxiety, when we're depressed, when we're upset, that part isn't working. So by activating it through meditation, the oneness blessing, because it's been proven that long-term meditators have much bigger frontal lobes than people who don't meditate. I actually took a neurology class recently at UC Berkeley, and the neurologist teaching the class was a researcher who had studied thousands of people who were long-term meditators, and they just measured the size of the lobes in the brain and went, wow, the frontal lobe was so much bigger and thicker for people who are meditating, so that that part of the brain can take over and figure it out instead of us just feeling like, oh, my God, oh, my God, oh, my God, what am I going to do? So, Gwen, when you say intention, Diksha, that you're going to do that for us now, how does that work? What do we need to do, and what are you going to be doing?
Okay, so, and let me, before I go there, just say that one of the benefits of meditation, of course, is it gives us an opportunity to have a pause between our actions, our thoughts, and our reactions. So if we're in a situation where there's conflict and we are a person who meditates regularly, what happens is our natural tendency will be to go into the breath and to just take a breath, and then that little bit of space that's right there between that action and a reaction allows us to be more conscious and respond in a more appropriate way. And that keeps a lot of us out of trouble. So that's one of the
real benefits. And it'll make your relationships better, everybody, because just imagine you and your honey are at a place where it could go into breakdown, but you could take a pause. Ooh, that might change something, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely. So what I'd like for the listeners to do is to actually close your eyes for one minute. And,
if you're driving, don't do that.
If you're driving,
just be quiet.
Right. And bring your attention to your heart center. And I'm going to share with you a oneness blessing. And you can hold in mind any of your heart's desires, and that energy will go right into what you're holding.
And those of you who desire good love, hold that desire for good love in your heart. If it's prosperity, abundance, peace, you need a new job, whatever it is, hold that and let this energy go into it. It's like putting octane in your tank. For 60 seconds, here we go. Seconds more. Hang in there, everybody. Deep breath, everyone. Breathe it in. Just soak in it. Couple seconds. Gwen?
Yes, thank you so much.
Oh, nice. All right, everyone, just notice. Just notice, I did that with you, Gwen. I close my eyes, and I feel this lightness in my heart. I feel this lightness. It feels really peaceful and warm, but my heart feels lighter. So thank you. That was really lovely. Now, how is this blessing different from other kinds of blessings and meditations?
Well, this blessing is focused on a specific activity, and that is really to activate these brain centers and to really assist everyone with the process of awakening. That word is very common today, and you're hearing it everywhere, but there's been a major shift in human consciousness, and we are actually finding more and more people awakening from the state of being in a conflicted mind or really just sort of sleepwalking through life.
And we need more people to awaken so we can solve all these situations around the world that need us to be awake. You know, I was reading something, Gwen, this week, and I'm sorry, I can't even remember right now who wrote it because I'm a little teeny bit tired from that big intensive we had this weekend. But I'm not even going to hazard a guess what it was, but they said the biggest issue is to be indifferent, to not be conscious of what's going on, to be indifferent to it. So this is a way to actually pay attention. And I know that you are leading a workshop so that people can learn more and learn how to use this power in their lives to grow. Tell us about that workshop, would you please?
Yes, in fact, I'm co-facilitating it with Reverend Patricia Keel. It's called Clearing the Path, and it's an intensive. We decided to sort of pull out all stops. And on Saturday, the focus of the work, Awakening True Intimacy. And then on Sunday, the focus will be on clearing ancestral karma. And let me just say that, you know, before a person can be in a conflict conflict-free relationship. They have to be conflict-free within themselves, and that's really the benefit and the power of the oneness diksha. It allows us to come into a state of oneness within our own being, and we're able to take that with us into relationship.
Now, the date, everybody, on that is going to be October 25th and 26th, and we're going to post that on our Facebook page, our website, and you can hit us back on Facebook at Dr. Brenda Wade. You can tweet us, Dr. Brenda Wade, and our website is drbrendawade.com. The information will be everywhere, and we're going to tweet it out to you, and definitely it'll be on Facebook and on our website. And I want to personally say the reason I invited Gwen to be a guest on our show, and I invited Gwen and Patricia, Reverend Patricia, to do this workshop in our classroom here at the Good Love Academy, is because I took the workshop, and I don't think I have ever experienced anything that was more powerful or more transformational. So I want you to run, not walk, and register for this, and give yourself the opportunity to experience the deep peace, experience the growth. I had done, and you guys know this about me, I have done so much work on the trauma from my own childhood, my own life, and done a lot of that work to heal myself. But one of the things I got from that workshop, Gwen, that you led with Reverend Patricia, was I had never actually healed the trauma of what happened to my siblings and what had happened to my parents. And I had a chance to work deeply on all of that, to grieve it, to heal it, to transform it, to come to peace with it. And it freed up a lot of energy that was tied up in all of that. So that's my personal experience, my personal testimony. And I'm grateful to you that you're doing this work in the world. And it may not be right on somebody's radar if you came from a certain kind of spiritual tradition. But the way that Reverend Patricia and Gwen do it, every tradition is honored. Every tradition is welcome, and there's a tremendous openness because this work comes from the heart.
Thank you, Brenda, for sharing that. That is really profound, and it's really how we perceive the work. We will actually be looking at things like ego games that are played in a relationship. We'll be looking at, you know, different sort of unique ways of looking at the whole question of forgiveness and lack of acceptance of ourselves and others. We'll be looking at humility and compassion and love from a different vantage point. Perhaps listeners haven't considered it, but these are very powerful teachings that help us be in relationship in a different way. And we go beyond that with actually some ancient tools as well that can help us break the patterns. So it's not just a matter of seeing them, but actually bring some new, fresh energy into ourselves and break the patterns that are limiting us in relationship.
Yay! Well, that's what it's all about, everybody. You have an opportunity. Jump on it, go for it, and give yourself a chance to see what it's like to explore. You'll get all the information at lakemeritoneness.com, or you can check out check out our Facebook, our Twitter, or our website, where this information will all be posted for you. All right, Gwen Mitchell, and the Oneness Blessing, that workshop again is called Clearing the Path to Awakening, Awakening True Intimacy. And I will guarantee you're going to come away with something profound, because I certainly did. Thank you, Gwen, and I want to thank our executive producer, Mr. LeGrand Green. Thank you to our associate producer, Cliff Dunning. And thank you to all of you, our good love listening family and community, I love you all, and I send you my heartfelt blessings. Until next time, bye-bye.